right, here we go. Welcome to Young Valley Leaders, episode 25. Man, my heart is full. I'm so excited for this episode. It is a little bit different. Instead of one-on-one, we have three guests here today that come from all different corners of the world, but have found Lehigh Valley as home, and a large piece around that is arts, its culture, its education, and we're going to dig into it. But before we do here, just some introductions. Danielle Juro Gori-Salaya, Stacey Brennan, and Paulina Quintana-Jornet. And I'm your host here, Lewis Holzman, again here with Young Valley Leaders, and we're going to dig into arts and culture. And rather than me tell your stories, I'd prefer you all tell your stories. And I think, Stacey, we're going to start with you because I think you've been here in the Lehigh Valley the longest. So I'd love to learn a little bit about yourself. You're at Lehigh University right now, and we'd love to learn your journey and getting there.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me here today. It's great to be with all of you. So I'm from Philadelphia. I'm a Lehigh alum and had always wanted to move back to this area to raise my family. Just saw, you know, the writing on the wall, how amazing the arts and cultural scene is here. So I moved up here originally for a position at ArtsQuest as the senior director of visual arts, and then took the job at Lehigh as a curator of education for the Lehigh University Art Galleries about 6 years ago. So I've been here for quite some time and have really been, you know, enjoying the arts and cultural scene and being a part of that.
Being a part of it and certainly help shaping that. I'm sure you've seen a lot of different artists, students, all different mediums come through, and a big piece of that, I'm sure, is part of the transient nature of our area, not only from a university standpoint, but just with the growing population that we have here in the Lehigh Valley.
Yeah, such a diverse community, people bringing all kinds of lived experiences to the Valley and sharing that. And through the creation of art and through creating collaborative experiences and community programs. So it's been exciting to see it growing and changing.
And when we talk about growing and changing and diversity and different experiences through the art, Danielle, I'm going to come over to you now. You found yourself here five-ish years ago during the COVID nature.
Yes, right after the pandemic. I'm originally from Venezuela. I moved from Venezuela to Connecticut and then New York, where I spent almost 18 years there. And after the pandemic, New York was not the place for me anymore. And I got a job at Arts Academy Elementary Charter School in Allentown. And now I am their director of arts integration. So it gives me the opportunity to play with a lot of arts institutions, like the one that Stacey is in, the Allentown Art Museum, the Symphony, and the Da Vinci Center.
So we're hitting some of the youngest generation with the young kids at the elementary school. We're hitting the university level here. We're hitting international boundaries with coming from Venezuela, but then certainly pulling from bigger cities like New York, Philadelphia. And then turning over to you, and I introduced you as Paulina, but I don't know, it's Pau, come on, let's be honest. So, Pau, I mean, you found yourself here, kind of, right?
And maybe it's because of her.
So what's that story? I mean, that dates back 3 years or so.
Five or six? Almost 8 years, yeah.
So tell us about it.
Hi. So I came the first time to the States because I'm originally from Chile, but I moved to Germany when I was very young, so I grew up over there. And then in 2015, I got the chance to do my first solo exhibition here in LA. And during that project, I got an opportunity to paint a wall in Asbury Park, New Jersey. And that kind of connection created like a first establishment for me here in the States because I found my gallery. And in Asbury Park, Stacy found my murals and connected me and contacted me in Germany. So I came over to Bethlehem for the first time in 2018.
You're in Bethlehem, right?
And Café the Lodge.
Café the Lodge project. And this was a program through ArtsQuest, their mural arts program.
And then the Donegan School found me, Rosa found me and brought me to Donegan. And then you had a pretty empty wall in Allentown. So over Allentown, I got to Allentown and fell madly in love in Allentown. So here I am. So all of this is just family and home.
I mean, and it's obviously, it's not linear, right? Or straightforward in what that journey is or the path to get here.
Definitely not.
That's art.
Right, that is art. And it hasn't been for you. I doubt it's been for the two of you either. So what about the arts and cultural community makes that so sticky? It makes you not want to run away from it in a way, because it is hard. It is challenging. It's not straightforward. What keeps you here, and not just necessarily here in the Lehigh Valley, but here within your practice, within that community, within the people that you call friends and family now?
I mean, I would say, this is my coach always said, you can always create something new. And I think that that's the responsibility as an artist. Yeah. And I think that this area gives you that ground to, it's a safe space to create something new, and not only for you, but to have an impact in a community. And the Lehigh Valley, in my perspective, and you have here the proof, it has that welcoming opportunity for artists, for innovators, for people that really want to be an entrepreneur in their community with the power of art making.
Mm. And that goes back many, many hundreds of years, right? I mean, the history of makers in the Lehigh Valley is really strong, dating back to the Moravians who came here in the 1700s and who were innovators with creating technology and industry, and then that leads to the steel mill. And so I think there's a long history of people excited about innovation and creating. And so, like Danielle said, there's always opportunities to create something new. People really embrace that here, which is exciting.
I see it from an outsider perspective, like coming here. I can really embrace my Latin American part. I can embrace even my German part. And I like this multi-dimension when it comes to art, because it's not just academic. It's not so segregated. You can really create something in community. And what I constantly see is the need of more community third places and things that can be created. So for me, from outside, it's more, you are a very strategic point when it comes to Philly or New York, but you can also have all of that and still create something here with the community around Lehigh Valley. So I really like that. You have like the whole world when you think about Philly and New York, and then you can create out of that and out of everything that's coming into the area, something very particular and unique. And I really like that mix. I really like that there's so much space still to create.
And you and Danielle both kind of hit on similar levels where there's so much space and opportunity here to create. But the other side of that is you collectively all come from different larger metro area and backgrounds and cultural influences, where community is thriving. I don't know if a better way is a way of putting it, but like in a different way. Mm. How does then art translate into bringing that here into what community is for you now? And how do you create and foster that from some of your previous experiences and learnings to what you want to see, you know, and be able to create in this new space?
Well, actually, that's a really good question. In New York, I had an artist community project called El Patio de Mi Casa, that it was because there was not a third space for my artist friends to showcase their work or have the ability to have the experience of sharing their work. I literally used the backyard of our home for people to come in and, you know, have an artistic evening and have the experience of showcasing their work. New York has the opportunity to have a lot of people all the time. But that doesn't mean that you have access to all of them all the time. So with that being said, I felt that I also arrived to a point when I was doing that with my project and also as an artist, that a lot of traditionally recognized artists have taken with New York, with Philly, sometimes they leave the cities for a while so they can have a different perspective, because big cities sometimes have a lot of opportunity, but it's a lot of noise too. Mm-hmm. So the Lehigh Valley has brought a different pace into that opportunity to really look what are the opportunities and really utilize all the experiences that you have from those cities and bring them into these communities. Also, you get more square footage. So that means that you can get more people involved. And perhaps it's using those tools and share them with the community so they can do their own projects too.
Well, and I would add to that, I mean, Danielle just gave a great example. Artists are the ultimate problem solvers. And I think that, you know, from past experience coming from Philadelphia, which has a really rich artistic community, I was able to kind of see how are artists identifying problems that the community is facing or challenges, and using the arts as a way to find solutions to those challenges or to bring people together. I mean, we live in such a divisive time right now that we need connection. And so the arts are more important than ever. And artists are the ultimate facilitators of those connections. And so we're so lucky to have people like Pau and Danielle here, and you too, Lewis, and what you're doing, connecting people in really innovative and exciting ways and finding solutions or finding ways to start thinking about solutions to the problems that we're facing.
I would agree with all of that. I think what I just see a lot is that there is an urge and need for human experience. This is what I constantly see with my projects here, that people really love human things, not just, oh, I go buy a ticket and then I have like an event. It's like really this connection on human level. And I think artists can really provide that. And I mean, Allentown and Bethlehem and Easton are not that big like Berlin or Santiago, but they have definitely a community of art that is very dense in my perspective. And you can create community, but I think there is like this one step that is missing in between. And this is where the artists come in and can create like new experience by traveling, by bringing the experience from outside here. And there is a lot of space that can be used for that.
So how do you foster that connection, right? I mean, because we arguably are in the most connected time ever in history, right? But it's a digital connection that makes you not have to have human connection. So what does that look like? How do you foster that further?
Like pushing through,
showing
I think.
Up. Yeah,
showing up. Find what people are passionate about and bring that into those experiences.
And like the way you communicate, I think what I have seen here a lot is also like with a museum, for example, there is a museum for free where it's like high-end art in it. No one goes there. Because, I mean, it's a beautiful museum. They have a beautiful program, but no one goes there. Why? Because no one feel it's for them. So there is like a mindset that has to be shifted, that art is for everyone. I see it a lot also in other countries that when you come as an artist, it's like, oh, an artist. And I said, no, I'm just painting. I have pigment and I paint on a wall. I sit and do it. So it's not something extra. But I think a lot of people still believe that this is something extra, but it's the most essential part of us. It's like the part that can us heal. It can connect us on real level because we are very connected. If we see it from a macro perspective, but like not really, we are very disconnected from everything. So even engaging with nature, and art is not just in a studio or in a museum, art is everywhere. You have so beautiful parks and places over here that can be used for that. I know that Stacy has done a lot with the Lehigh University, also in the Green Line here in Bethlehem. So there are like this points of asking questions, like provoking, like pushing, like bringing people more and more like, this is also art, not just, let's go in a museum and watch, you know? Bringing the museum outside, maybe. I know that Danielle did that too. So, like, engaging with the educational system, saying, hey, like, breathing, you know? You should have it in your daily life. So that is the way, maybe.
Well, food. Artists are
food.
Also...
food is also...
I think that to add to what you're saying, artists are also the ones that have the pulse on society. They really know what is happening. And they are the ones, and they're the responsibilities to show to those institutions, this is what is going on. This is what you need. This is what your community is asking you.
Yeah, exactly.
And I like to give credit to the institutions like the museum, the symphony, and even the science center. And obviously you guys are. You guys are where you need to be. But the other institutions are doing a great effort in where they need to be, and they are now listening. Mm-hmm. They are giving platform to certain artists to have this conversation and to bring all the communities. There's many walls that still need to be breaking down, but I think that we just need, as artists, we have this responsibility of keep knocking at the door. And if the door is closed, find a window. And if there's no window, you find the next person. But
or
that's,
hammer.
We need to, or hammer. Yeah. Felix Nino, I mean, sometimes artists need to be a little bit of anarchists. You need to disrupt a little bit.
With the museum, just as an example, what I really liked is when you told me that you got the residency.
Mm-hmm.
So they kind of understood, okay, they have to bring perspectives from outside and bring it outside again, you know? That is clever.
Yeah.
And it's not just, hey, come and have exposure. No, we support you for a year. And then Kyle did it. So there is a lot that is changing. And I think there are a lot of opportunities. And I feel like there is some financial part to it that is kind of possible here. I think that is also interesting.
What do you mean about that financial part? Because that's, I think that's something that's important to talk about, because the starving or struggling artist is...
I mean, this is still a reality.
It's still a reality. But what do you mean by the financial components around it, whether that's here or just in general?
I would say from my experience traveling and meeting with my colleagues in South America or Germany. In Germany, you have a lot of a culture already exposed, and it's part of the mindset of people that they have access. But for the artist itself, it's a struggle to get the fundings, because a lot of that is on federal level, or you have to create a lot of applications to get certain money. And just of my experience, because I mean, it's kind of sad and weird. People are not used to do things for free here. So people know that you're going to have to pay you, which is great because this is, should be for the artist. People or artists should say, yeah, you should pay me if I do that. But even the range of payment that is here, it's different to Germany. Because a lot of people overseas think, oh, yeah, Europe, so cultured and civilized. Yeah, but the artists really like starve over there sometimes because they don't have big sponsors or anything like that, you know? And then there are big projects, but it takes a long time till Germany says, okay, we agree, we do it, you know? So it takes a lot of time. Here, it's faster. I think the mentality for some things are faster, and it can be good or bad. I see a lot of gentrification with this coming too, that artists are used for gentrification or a lot for corporate. And unfortunately in South America, my friends in Chile, they can't survive if they're not working with big companies or big brands. So how much of that is really art of you and how much is a commission? Because I really separate that. And as an artist, I think you have to do both if you want to survive. But there's always like a fine line, okay, when is it ethically okay and when not? I think as a mural artist, you always have to be mindful where to paint because you are creating gentrification automatically by beautifying areas. That is something that is tricky, you know. But I have seen that the projects over here, it's faster, the process to get to a mural, to do things.
2 weeks, right?
2 weeks, yeah. Not me. I'm a slow painter. But I'm saying the process to get the application done and people saying, okay, let's do it. The let's do it mentality here is different than in Germany, for example. In Germany, you have to go through different processes and then another jury and then someone has to see a form and bum, bum, bum. Here it's like, okay, we have the money, let's do it.
It's the different structures between a more socialist and capitalistic society probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to say, I mean, I agree with you. And I have to say that one of the great things of the Lehigh Valley is that there's places like Allentown. We have our commission. Lewis mm-hmm. and I are part of the Arts mm-hmm. Commission. And we're trying to figure out how do we support the artist community. And one of my greatest passions sometimes, and sometimes I can come across a little bit with a Mr. D, I want the population to understand and educate them to about yeah. funding. Perhaps we don't have the greatest funding right now, but we want them to know that there's opportunities for them. Mm-hmm. And what I'm trying to say, as he just mentioned, is we live in a capitalist society. Yeah. So part of that is that our government is driven by that. So if we find a way to organize and put ourselves as artists in those capitalist positions or in those power positions, we have the ability to get funding not for us, but for others and really give back to the artist community mm-hmm. and teach them. It's, you know, don't give them the fish, but teach them how to fish.
I'll agree with that. I mean, I think that for a long time, artists were asked to do things for free. Mm-hmm. And now there's more of an understanding. I see that building in the Lehigh Valley and education of the value of the arts and supporting that. And new people are stepping up to the plate as funding is limited in other areas like federal funding, state funding. Developers are stepping up to support mm-hmm. public commissions. You know, I wish we had a percent for art here in the Lehigh Valley. That would be amazing if for every building there was a percentage that had to go to local art. But we're starting to build kind of more structures to support artists. And I think that there is an understanding of the value. So different types of, you know, there's a dream, I think, for this Arts on Prescription, which is a new model in Massachusetts where you can go to your doctor and they can prescribe an experience for you that's arts related and your insurance company will pay for it.
Wow.
Could you imagine with all the healthcare providers we have here in the Lehigh Valley, yeah, if they could
sense.
Support and those types of experiences? And we are lucky that our local hospital systems have collections and they support artists in different ways and have art programs. But I think that there is a new way of looking at the arts and kind of building it into new structures that haven't been looked at before. And so there are opportunities that are untouched yet that I think will start to come to light in the future.
And it's spot on, and it's something that is being talked about. You know, Danielle mentioned the Arts Commission in Allentown. Like, we're certainly looking at other areas that it is happening. You mentioned Massachusetts. I know Philadelphia does something similar within mm-hmm. a percentage of development. I think Pittsburgh has a program. So it's happening. Mm-hmm. But that intersection between art and public policy, maybe that in itself does run a little bit slower, yeah. trying to get government to move and get approvals and things like that. But it is possible. Yeah. And as you start to build that advocacy around and you understand how that push and pull yeah. does, sometimes it does take a hammer. but if it's a nail, then it'll go in, yeah, right? Yeah. So it's working together to figure out how to, you know, build that here in the Lehigh Valley. And it's people around this table that help make that possible. Switching gears a little bit, I do want to get a little personal. I'd love to learn about some projects that y'all are working on. It could be that you're individually working on. It could be something you're orchestrating. It could be whatever comes top of mind. No order, but someone jump in.
I mean, we're always doing something new at Arts Academy Elementary. And I think
where is Arts Academy Elementary?
Arts Academy Elementary Charter School. It's in Allentown. It's actually right next to the mural that Bao made. That's how we connected. We continue to create, you know, a different kind of education. We're very passionate of providing 2 hours of our making every day. And this is not a club. This is not an additional 2 hours that your kid needs to be in. It's no, we find a way for our academic teachers and our art teachers to collaborate and write curriculum together so they can meet all those academic standards by doing art too. So we have a lot of things happening in the near future that we can't talk about yet. In the meantime, we're very excited about the different projects that we have. In the past few years, we started performing at the Miller Symphony Hall, that talking about impact, bringing inner city Allentown families into the Miller Symphony Hall to let them know that that space belongs to them, that mm-hmm. it's okay for them to be there and that yeah. they should go back, not only to see their kids. Also, we are about to open an exhibition next week at the Allentown Art Museum, showcasing the work of the students that they learn after all our teachers had a professional development called the Arts of Science. And we had the opportunity to meet with the Science Center and the Da Vinci Center and made the connections in between art and science. And then they implemented that with the teachers. The teachers took their students to the museum, and now the students are showcasing the work of the meeting between science and art at the Allentown Art Museum. And on a personal level, my project, El Patio de Mi Casa, that has a residency program called La Casita de Babu, that Pau is our current resident artist. We have great, great artists coming this year in 2026, so stay tuned for that.
That's hard to follow, but at Lehigh University Art Galleries, we're doing a lot of things. We're in a unique position as an academic art museum. We have a collection of over 20,000 objects from all over the world, from diverse cultures and communities. And for a long time, people didn't know that we were there. We are celebrating our 100th anniversary this year of the museum. It is located on Packer Avenue in South Bethlehem. Our main galleries are located inside Zollner Art Center, but we have seven campus galleries. And it is our 100th anniversary, as I said. So we have an exhibition of 100 local artists on view, which is really exciting, and a myriad of programs from preschool all the way up to older adults, really thinking about how arts can support well-being, and experiences with great works of art can support individual well-being, whether it's just slowing down and disconnecting from technology for a little bit, to facilitated conversations for building empathy and understanding from other people's perspectives. So we have so many things coming up that we would love for folks to come check out. And hopefully we'll have the Arts Academy coming to us this spring as well. But yeah, super excited about all of the things that we're doing and continuing to grow and build just awareness as a community resource.
I think this year is mainly going back into the studio. I think after a few years of a little bit of turbulence, of begging forth and all of that, I built my studio back in Germany, and I think I want to create a big volume of new pieces so I can bring them back to the galleries I'm working with, and I want to start writing. That is the two big things that I want to do. And developing Wallflowers, my project. So with all of you, because you are part of that.
And all the ways that you bring people together around your sobremesas too.
Yeah. So we will see about that. But I'm prepping up for future projects over here with all of you. So we will see.
You said writing?
Yeah.
Do we write in English, German, or Spanish?
It's weird. I write in the three. It's always a mix of everything. Yeah.
Okay. Sounds how I write.
But I think it's going to be Spanish and English mainly. And then we see from there.
Cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, we are getting pretty close to our time here, but I do want to give an opportunity for you all to, one, how can people find you? So feel free to shout out whatever that means may be for you. And then also would love for any advice, words of encouragement, words of strength, things that you do for healthy habits, for mental clarity, anything like that that helps kind of just keep you moving through the positive energy in life and may be helpful to other leaders and artists that are listening in.
Stacey and I have a beautiful ritual since we met. It's breathing. Just breathe.
A reminder
just
to breathe.
Always remind to breathe, like, because life gets hectic. So we usually just do, and then we keep going. That's the best you can do. And, like, find moments of calm and glimmer. This is one of the things that we really enjoy, like, glimmers. And with you, sunsets, like, yes. Watching the sunsets in nature. So, yeah.
I always tell people you should take a break from the world. And I personally try to start my day with what I call art for breakfast. The first thing that I try to do is, with a piece of paper with no rhyme or reason, is just do something that is not on the phone, that is not any goal. It's just giving that safe space for you to breathe, mm-hmm. to slow down, and to be present in that little piece of paper or whatever you're doing. Yeah. And the advice that I give to people is what is written in every New York subway. If you see something, say something. Yeah. If you want to have an impact, don't stay just in complaining. Don't say they are not doing. Show up and put your voice out there and say, hey, I'm pointing this out. Yeah. What can we do to change it?
Push.
Push.
Just push. Push gently.
Mr. D stands for determined.
Find what you're passionate about and lean into that, I think. Yeah. And I love that art for breakfast. Yeah. I'm going to totally borrow that and use that every day. Or it could be art for lunch or art for dinner. But just an opportunity to release everything that is, I think, we don't have those moments to just be.
Yeah. I think allow to heal and feel. Because I really think we are very disconnected from what really matters. So, yeah, look in the eyes when you talk. That's very important.
Thank you, Louis, for having us today.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you all.
Thank you for being so amazing.
Oh, no, it's a pleasure. It's a warm energy that we have here, and I hope others can feel that through the screens or through their earbuds as they're listening. And as we wrap up here, connect with these folks at their locations, come out and see not just their art, the other art that's around, and experience the art as you're walking down the street, as you are listening to your favorite show, as you are going out and just breathing. It's probably spinning around in your head and you didn't even realize it. So anything else before we wrap up here?
All of us are pretty active on social media. Yes. And so if people are interested in getting involved or reaching out, I think that we are all eager to help and support others,
definitely.
Artists who are looking for opportunities or interested in getting involved in programs. So please reach out to us.
Yeah, you can reach out to me on social media. I encourage you to do not spend too much time in social media. I will get back to you on Mondays. That's a diet that I'm taking right now, only on Mondays. But yes, I can be found on social media. And please, any questions, anything that you would like to learn.
Yes.
Yes. All right. Well, there we go. We have it here. Episode 25 in the books. Young Valley Leaders, Stacey, Danielle, Pau. Thank you very much for taking the time
thank
here
you.
Today. As always, it's a pleasure. Really want to thank WDIY for giving us the time, the space, and the energy to have this show. James, Seamus, Neil, making it come to life. Matt, behind the cameras, making it come to life on screen. Lauren, with the logo, Young Valley Leaders brand to life. Jeez, this gets posted on social media, on WDIY.org, and as always, on the second Monday of every month at 6:30 p.m., this airs live on the radio 88.1. This is Louis Holzman with Young Valley Leaders, again, here with Stacey, Danielle, and Pal, talking about art. Have a good year, everybody.